In addition to launching airstrikes in Syria, Russia also has a naval base in the country. It's in a port city called Tartus. Edward Delman is with The Atlantic magazine, and he's written about the Russian base in Syria.
Tartus is on Syria's western coast. It's about 20 to 30 kilometers north of the border with Lebanon and about 90 kilometers south of Latakia, which is the other place where Russia is building a large military presence. It's honestly actually not that impressive of a base in its own right. It certainly doesn't compare to U.S. bases in the Mediterranean or elsewhere. But at least according to the Institute for Study of War and other places that have examined the site via satellite and other means, it does seem to be relatively robust. It's large enough to be able to support pretty much all of the ships of the Russian fleet except for Russia's aircraft carrier. And actually, as of September, Russians have been actively working to modernize and upgrade the base even more so.
When did the Syrian government open this base up to Russia? Was it Bashar al-Assad, or does this go back further?
Oh, this goes back further. No, the base has been in Russian hands since 1971. The Russians leased it back in the 70s, back when they were Syria's primary arms supplier. And obviously, the base was in ideal location to offload Russian weapons that were going to the Syrian government.
And is Russia currently using the base for its bombing campaign in Syria?
No. There's no air facilities by the base. Those are all going from Latakia. But it is certainly being used as a place to offload both supplies and personnel.
So you said that Russia is also building a base in Latakia, not far away from Tartus. What is the significance of both of these kind of bases, especially for Russian military strategy right now?
Well, the Russians have been very clear. They haven't been quiet about this. They've been very clear that the Eastern Mediterranean is a place of importance for them. Back in 2013, they reestablished their Mediterranean task force, which is, no coincidence, headquartered out of Sevastopol, not out of Tartus or Latakia, but definitely within the Black Sea. And that's the first time they've really had a permanent presence in the Mediterranean since the fall of the Soviet Union. And also, back in July, Russia released its maritime doctrine of the Russian Federation. And they were very clear that one of their priorities as part of that doctrine was to reestablish a permanent presence in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Well, I mean, you may have answered this already, but why is Russia ramping up in the Eastern Mediterranean? Do you have a simple answer?
There is no simple answer. The two-word answer is probably power projection. From my understanding of Russian history and from speaking to Russians and also having studied over there, Russia's primary goal, as it has really been since Peter the Great, is to be respected as a great power in the world. I remember I spoke to the leader of the Carnegie Center in Moscow once, and he told me the thing that Russia can't really abide is there being a hegemon in the world. It's not that Russia wants to be the hegemon, but the fact that the U.S. is able to name itself the first among peers in the world is something that Russia is a reality that Russia can't really live with. Having access to the Mediterranean, having a permanent presence there so you can sort of play in the same court as NATO and everyone else is absolutely a priority to Russia, both from a military perspective and also just from a symbolic perspective.
Edward Delman with The Atlantic, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.